Bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney. This is the Computer Corner sponsored by our good friends over at Extreme Internet. If you have any kind of data needs, whether it's dial-up, corporate frame relay, T1s, fractional T1s.
Co-location, you don't even know what this stuff means.
Yeah.
Well, if you're the guy that has to handle this stuff at work, you do know what it means. And if you need the guys that can help get you handled with the minimum of downtime and problems and issues and get it done quickly, the local guys, the guys that we use for all this stuff, Extreme Internet, you can reach them. Of course, they're up in the Scottsdale area at 480-368-4NET.
N-E-T, yeah. And one other thing, all you AOLers that didn't want to spend the money for broadband or high-speed internet, why not spend less money, have a dial-up connection that's probably going to be faster and is cheaper and has some real spam filtering and
mail filtering and stuff like that. Yeah,
they've got much, much better tools for you to all those problems with viruses and spam and all that stuff you complain about. If you're on AOL, you've got virtually no tools to work with.
Yeah.
Spend less money.
Get on faster, more reliably, and the best part is, if you have a problem and you have to call, these are guys that they answer the phone right away, and they talk to you, and they help you through stuff. You don't sit on hold. You don't talk to somebody who's reading out of a book that doesn't really know. These guys know more than you know when you're on the phone with them.
Having said that, this week's Extreme Zone's Extreme Tip of the Week is a little reminder for all of you out there that have an internet connection. You probably have, and we've talked about this on the show in the past, but it's a little reminder for you to run whatever program you've decided to use for tracking down adware, spyware, all the junk that builds up in your machine. And I just happened to think about doing it the other day on one of my machines and found 130 new pieces of spyware in one of my home computers.
Wow. 130?
130 pieces.
And I'm sure you ran adware, which is what we generally recommend to people who don't already know. And if you're looking for adware, you can go to your favorite search engine, or better yet, go to lavasoftusa.com, and you can download adware.
Yeah, add space aware. It's two words. If you can put it in a search engine, you'll find it right away. Great program. It's free. It'll totally scan everything in your computer and tell you what's in there. And you can click on a button that says select all, say get rid of it, and boom, it just dumps all that stuff out.
And it has a built-in safety net in case you accidentally get rid of something you needed. You can undo what you did without too much pain. So it's a great piece of software called AdAware.
That's our Extreme Zone Extreme Tip of the Week every week. Brought to you by Extreme Internet, and we'll try to bring you some good tips, some little reminders, and things for you every single week.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go back to the phones here. Let's talk to Gary in Scottsdale. Gary has some information that might help some others out there that are thinking about wireless networking. Welcome, Gary.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good.
Yeah, I've set up about six wireless networks, and last one I turned up was in North Scottsdale, and the wireless NIC that I set up associated with not one but two of his neighbors.
Hang on now, you used an acronym, NIC, N-I-C. You have to explain that when you use an acronym on the show.
Network Interface Card.
There you go, okay.
And what I like to do when I set these things up is get them up and running out of the box, change the SSID number. Don't ask me for what that means. It's
basically like a station ID. Because we're broadcasting, we just use that type of terminology where it's broadcasting. This is our call letters like we do. News Radio 620, KTAR, that's the broadcast ID here.
And 620 would be like the channel.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
right,
anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to change that to a unique SSID.
Great tip.
Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, by default, all of these wireless devices will transmit like Linksys will usually be Linksys.
Right.
And I think D-Link just says default, and other ones have maybe their name or something real simple. And any party who buys these products, they'll have the exact same SSID or call letters as you do, which can be confusing and cause some problems there.
Or makes it real easy if somebody wants to try to infiltrate your network and you used all the default settings. They say, go look for an access point at this name.
Right.
Excuse me.
The other two things I like to do is to turn up the 128-bit WEP.
Turn off or turn on?
Turn it on.
Okay.
And then last thing I do that I haven't heard you talk about is MAC address filtering.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So allowing only this MAC address of this particular network card to associate with that wireless access point.
Right, and for full disclosure, so everybody understands, WEP has to do with encryption. That's basically so that when you're broadcasting this jammed signal that somebody driving by can't pick up. The downside to doing, well, first of all, 128-bit encryption, if you're going to do it at that level, you have to, I would strongly recommend, which we said earlier, that you stick to the same manufacturer. We've seen when you try to mix and match a product and try to incorporate WEP, you run into some major problems. problems. Sometimes you have to kick it down to 64-bit or
40-bit. There are different standards on that kind of stuff. So, yeah, that what he said, don't mix and match. The higher encryption you want to go, the more you have to watch out for that.
And many, many, many things have shown that when you turn WEP off, you turn WEP on, you do certainly reduce the performance. So you have to understand the baggage that goes with it. It's one of those things that that you can do. But MAC address filtering, look at that in your documentation. Gary, thanks for that information. Jack, sorry I couldn't get you on the air, but we can certainly talk to him off the air, or we can maybe impart some of that information in our newsletter.
Sure.
You guys, the information on how to do this well is on the internet. It's in the documentation. Don't take this stuff lightly. If you have a small business, or you're doing this at home, and you just pop this stuff in, you don't know what you're doing, you've basically opened up your entire computer system, your network, to any and all comers. So be really careful. Educate yourself before you take the plunge. Ask questions. If you can't get the questions answered in one place, keep on going until you find the answers.
And as always, with wireless networks included, if it ain't broke,
don't fix it!
We'll see you next week.